234, India, Yankee, India.
My call sign is KC4SKD. Name is Larry. KD clear.
From VWA, mobile.
VWA, I hope I got that right. My call is KC4SKD. Name's Larry.
This is Steve on this end. I'm down here by Haywood Mall, trying to enjoy some sunshine, but I gotta go downtown Greenville. Where are you?
Oh, I'm just outside Easley. I gotta head back home for a minute and then go run some more errands. And yeah, I'm thankful for the sunshine.
It's better than getting moldy. Who's you there, Larry? 10-4, VWA, clear.
10-4 RJN, what's up, Steve?
RJN, K-4VWA, do you feel sorry for me, John? I'm having to head downtown Greenville.
Hell no.
Mean to me. You know what? It seems to me like I remember somebody's going to run the net tonight. And I'll just have to check in there.
Downtown Greenville, but you got to go down there.
Absolute worst reason, without having medical involved, that you would want to go somewhere like downtown Greenville.
Well, we go down for plays every once in a while at the Peace Center, but other than that, I, you know, can't think unless you're going to, like, you know, DMV or something.
Row. Except this is the first year I don't have to file a W-2 on myself, you know, all my other income is passive income, so it doesn't affect my Social Security, so I'm not in bad shape. I just hate to go file taxes, you know, and I got to run it by my accountant, do all that, make sure I stay out of trouble. Just a headache.
There are things in life that are fun, and then there's all the other stuff.
What do the Chinese call that? The yin and the yang? Well, I tell you what, the yang would sure be a lot easier if we just had a simple sales tax. That way everybody would pay. Everybody would pay their fair share, the same as everybody else. And, you know, the drug dealers, the millionaires, everybody would pay a fair share.
But I won't debate that on the radio. Otherwise, how are things? It's a sunny day. It's beautiful outside.
Well, I woke up this morning and I saw that big bright light in the sky and I said, oh my gosh, I remember that.
Saw that and said, oh my God, the gods must be angry. I haven't seen that in so long. I don't know what it is.
Yep. Hey, I finally got my station pretty much finished. I got that rotatable dipole up high, and it's working great. I'm hitting good DX offshore. And then I got an inverted V that, man, I tell you what, I couldn't be happier. I was able to talk to a guy 8 miles south of Highway 11 on 14. And I talked to him on 80 meter. I couldn't believe it.
Okay. Well, that sounds, you know, semi-impressive.
Well, I tell you what. Man, was that... there was a radius of...
Spot. That was pretty scratchy. I only caught about every third word.
I may be in an intersection with some power lines that may be fouling me up. You copy now?
But you hit something there that just screwed you all up there for a minute.
Yeah, I moved up about 10 feet out from under one of these wires. So anyhow, I could not hit anything inside of 450 miles with that vertical.
So you got this guy 8 miles away?
Yep, sure did. And as a matter of fact, you've heard Rich, W1RAR, on there before. I talked to him in Simpsonville like he was sitting in the seat beside me.
Well, I'm glad we got that worked out. Not sure what the flow pattern on that would look like, but okay.
Yep, yep. Well, anyhow, so what else is going on today? So you're going to call the net tonight?
That's what I'm told. I'm just updating my FCC database here so that I got everybody that, in case there's any new hams out there, just got their license today, I can make sure they're in here.
Doing that, have you got a laptop over next to your station now?
My office, I got my laptop, and then I got my big screen, and then I got my radio over here next to it. I think I can flip back and forth between those fairly well.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine and dandy. What's that old saying? Fine and dandy like a hard rock candy. Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to that tonight. That ought to be fun. I checked into the 80-meter South Carolina net last night, and it starts at about 6:45 or 7 o'clock, and it's pretty big. There's people all over the state check into it.
Yeah, well, the fellow was calling that here a few nights ago was from South Dakota, and he was down here visiting, and he hadn't been net controller for, you know, several years, but he ran it the other night, and he said back in the old days, they had, you know, 65, 100, you know, check-ins on this net. It's dropped off a little bit since then, but I can't imagine that. That'd take forever.
About 40
day in the week, but yeah, in the 30, 40, 50 range. I haven't seen it much higher than that.
Well, and I know it's dropped down a little bit here recently too with some of the changes been going on, so yeah, well, hopefully you'll help drag it back up. I know I'm going to be on there tonight.
Begin with a word of prayer. Oh Lord, don't let me screw this up.
Now, doggone it, my brain just drained. Who was it that said that? It was one of the astronauts, I believe.
Well,
you're right. Now, John, when you first key up, that thing is pretty low as far as the volume. So you might want to give it just a half a second before you start talking into it. I don't know what's going on there.
Is that any better?
Tenfold.
I think it takes the power supply a minute to get some amps going there.
As old as we are, it's got to take a second to get moving.
This thing ain't near as old as I am. I haven't had it that long.
Yep. Hey, so how is the Greensboro front coming? Y'all about to get started towards that?
Took a couple of weeks off here this week and next week to go up to Greensboro and stay with the grandkids while my daughter's studying. And I talked to her the other night, and she's not missing work at all. So she may be retiring sooner than later. I don't know.
Well, 50 cents against a donut says she's kind of exploring the market up there, too.
No, she hasn't had a chance to do that. I've been kind of looking up that way. I'd kind of like to find a piece of land and build a house, but we may have to go rent a house for a while and figure out what we're going to do. But I don't see that happening much before summertime, but hey, who knows?
Reverse on what these kids today do. Move in with the kids until you can get a house built.
There ain't room in their house to do that. In fact, they're looking for a different house, a little bit bigger, and we're kind of waiting to see where they bounce to before we settle down, because we want to settle down, you know, relatively close to them.
You mean I got my granddaughter coming over tonight. They live about 15 minutes away. They live over on Lake Bowen, and it sure is nice having them that close, I'll tell you. Yep, so I'm going to be pop-pop tonight and tomorrow night. So I'm going to enjoy that.
Hey, we lived in Anderson. They were about a good four and a half, five hours away. Now they're only about three, but that's still a little further than what she would like.
That's a whole lot better than what I got with my other granddaughter. My other granddaughter always comes up and spends about 2 weeks in the summer with me, and we have a big time. But they live down at Fleming Island, Florida, just out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's a bit of a commute there.
Yeah, on a good day without stupidity, traffic, and construction, it's about 5.5 at the best, usually about 6.
Well, my oldest daughter's children are the only grandchildren we have, and probably the only grandchildren we're going to have, so she wants to get, fairly close to them, and that'll put us closer to our other daughter as well.
Blame her for that, now. I tell you what, being close to the grandkids and the kids, I tell you, it's comforting to know that you might have somebody that might be able to help take care of you when your teeth fall out and all you can eat is Pablum.
Well, as much money as we've sunk into her mouth, I hope her teeth doesn't fall out anytime soon. She had to get a couple of implants. I thought I was going to have to take out a second mortgage. If it hadn't been for insurance, I'd have had to take out a second mortgage on the house. That ain't cheap.
Is not, and I'll tell you something. There's some of those dentists out there that will absolutely rape you for that kind of thing. You need to shop around. I had one of those done, and the guy charged me almost $5,000. And I went back and I got another dentist when I had a different occurrence happen, and I got another one. It was only about $2,200. Man, I tell you, it's unreal.
Well, we've got fairly decent dental insurance, so it covered a good chunk of it, but I couldn't believe the bill on that thing.
It's scratchy on your end right now because I'm down in downtown Greenville amongst all these buildings, so I'm about to destinate, so I'm going to jump off of here, and I will talk to you later, big guy. So I'll be back out in about 10 or 15 minutes, I hope. KN4 RJN, this is KN4 VWA. I'll talk to you later. Bye, guy.
KN4 RJN. Well, you're still clear as a bell, just so you know. But anyway, I'm going to pop out of here. I got to go check the inside of my eyelids for a little while, and I'll be back on in an hour or so.
Okay, clear.